Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They can, and I think Hutch will do a great job, Rob, Mitch. So, you know, definitely just next man up mentality. Got to be able to win football games without him for a little bit.
You have a good career rapport with Hutch. What have you seen from him starting from training camp up to now?
Yeah, just growth, you know. Somebody who, you know, puts his head down, works continually, just really loves the game of football, wants to be coached, and really just putting good stuff on film, you know, in the run game, pass game. Things shot up for us really big in this past game. So, you know, just really good to get him going before, you know, he's about to, you know, start one or, you know, so on and so forth.
You spoke pretty highly of Drake May leading up to the draft. What do you like about his game?
I like his versatility. You know, he's very athletic. He steps up in the pocket really well. He only runs when he has to, not when he just feels like it. So, gets the ball out on time, really, really elite with accuracy. So, you know, excited for him, his first start, and, you know, definitely looking forward to matching up against him.
As a fellow high draft pick who started as a rookie, is there any advice you would give someone in that situation?
Not this week. But, no, I'm rooting him. I hope he does good, not against us, but in his future.
What about the defense of the Patriots? What have you seen? Were you looking to – what's going to be the biggest challenge?
They've been really stout, you know, so they've put – they've kind of held their team up for a while, them and their special teams, and I think they're going to start Drake, you know, just to get a good flow on offense, which, you know, will be interesting because their defense has been playing very well. Gonzalez has been playing really great. He's definitely a good man-to-man corner, does a really good job in that. And then 31 on the other side does a really good job. So they have a lot of good pieces on defense. Their D-line is big guys and play big and, you know, fill up gaps, helping the run game a lot. You know, 48 jumps off on film. He's a good player. So, you know, just all around another good defense to play against and definitely just got to be aware of just all the stuff that they do.
Even after Nico went out, you all were really good on third down, I think like 7 for 14. Did y'all come away from the game feeling like, you know, excited about that aspect of it and something that you all felt like you all could replicate, kind of continue going forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's an upside of, you know, being good on third down on a day where you need it. But also, you know, trying to not be on third down as much is, you know, something that, you know, we can be better at. But also, you know, owning those ops and, you know, taking advantage of them and not just getting the first down but making them big plays, which I think that we did and got a lot of explosives on third down, which was great. So, definitely got to keep that up. But, yeah, I feel like there was a good feel we got for what they were doing. They did a bunch of different coverages on their side, the Bills did. But, you know, same thing with the Patriots. They kind of mix up their coverages and, you know, play some man, play some zone, do a lot of different things. So just got to be aware of all of it.
You kind of indicated to us you were not happy with some of the things that the offense, maybe even you, did in the second half. How do you kind of look at that stuff, learn from it, and then push it forward so maybe next time you can grow from that and maybe not have those issues?
It's part of the game. I'm not going to say I'm, like, happy about it, but I definitely wasn't, like, mad at myself. I just understood, like, try to bounce back from it. I mean, it's part of the league. Everybody is – turn the ball over, everybody has done those things, but, you know, you humble yourself and realize you got to be better from it, but you don't hold your head down. So that was kind of just my mindset during that moment. That's last week. Now we're on to New England, and that's what I'm focused on.
Stephon has been a high-volume guy before in the offense, any offense. How much does his experience and being counted on, can that help you guys?
What is this I'm saying?
Stephon. And Nico's asked, how much can Stephon be a boost for you guys?
I think he can be great. You know, I definitely think that, you know, he's already a leader, but, you know, you can tell in practice today, he knows, you know, his responsibility now, and he goes out. So that's really all of them. You know, everybody got to step up, and even myself included, you know, to pick up the slack where, you know, Nico isn't playing. So definitely just got to hold each other accountable and just be better at that. So definitely he's going to be at the forefront of that.
You guys One, how does that kind of feel to the first 5 weeks? Have your thoughts on one of the best runners in the league for 5 weeks?
Honestly, I feel like it's cliche, but, you know, you got to move on from it. It's definitely, you know, great to be in this position. But also, you know, I would say, like, we haven't played our best ball yet. So that's kind of the coolest part about it is just we still haven't played our best and we're still, you know, 4-1, being able to win and really win in every single fashion. So I definitely feel like, you know, we can be a lot better. But and then we're still missing some guys out, you know, which I think will help, and that'll make it even better for our whole team. So definitely exciting, but, you know, 0-0 this week. Got to play against a good New England team who I definitely think has slept on.
Can you talk about that?
You just mentioned that everybody step up, including yourself. Drawing back to some of your experiences, maybe even to last year where you were down 11 or 2, what is required of you when you lose a key piece of just yourself and looking for yourself?
Just efficiency, execution. You know, I think those are the two main things that I think about, is just being efficient, you know, not forcing it down the field, taking what the defense gives me, but also executing when the play is there, you know, making it happen. So just a little bit of everything, but I feel like I do that anyways, but, you know, the just the mindset and the intentionality needs to be ramped up even more now.
You talked a lot about Dare and his importance to this offense, but now with not having Nico out there, just knowing that he can be that security blanket that finds ways to keep drives alive, the importance of his role in the passing attack.
Yeah, Dare has been huge. You know, as you guys can tell, he's, you know, not only just a great running back, but also a good pass catcher, a great pass catcher, and, you know, does a lot of great things in pass protection as well. So definitely just, you know, I think he's just getting started as well. He'll have another great week, I feel. But yeah, he's been huge for us, definitely on third down. And, you know, I definitely feel he'll continue to do that for us.
You talked about your record, you all being 4-1. How much of a role has that defense played in being 4-1 and them 2 weeks in a row going back and getting you the ball so you could put them in a position to win the game?
Man, it's been huge, you know. You know, I always talk about just playing complimenting football, you know, it comes from D'Amico, and the more we can do that, and you know, when they need to lean on us, you know, we're able to get another first down, like the Colts, you know, or do something to stay on the field. And then when you look at the last couple of games that we won, like we needed them to close it out for us or just give us the ball back, which they've done. So it's just playing complimenting football, you know, definitely is great, and I think, if you ask anybody, you know, we can definitely play better, which is the coolest thing, like I said. But, yeah, it's been huge that they've been able to do that for us.
Last one.
Can you talk about getting DP back, having just one more weapon back for you guys to work with on Sunday?
Yeah, man, it's really big. You know, I'm very happy for DP. He's worked really hard to come back. You know, it's not easy to be injured, and he's done a good job of just trusting the plan of the training staff. And, you know, he looks great at practice, and, you know, hopefully, you know, he has a great game, and I know he will. He's been working really hard. He's really motivated, so he's really big for us. All right, y'all.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.